it flies, turn a perfumer's oil rancid. So a little foolishness is more potent than wisdom and honor. A wise person's heart directs him toward the right, but the foolish person's heart directs him toward the left. Even when the fool walks along the road, his sense is lacking, and he demonstrates to everyone that he is a fool. If the ruler's temper rises against you, do not abandon your place, because composure puts great offenses to rest. There is an evil I have seen under the sun, like a mistake that proceeds from the ruler. Foolishness is said in many exalted places, while the rich sit in humble places. I have seen slaves riding on horses and princes, walking like slaves on the land. One who digs a pit may fall into it, and a serpent may bite one who breaks through a wall. One who stones may be hurt by them, and one who splits logs may be endangered by them. If the axe is dull and he does not sharpen its edge, then he must exert more strength. Wisdom has the advantage of bringing success. If the serpent bites before being charmed, there is no benefit for the charmer. Words from the mouth of a wise person are gracious, while the lips of a fool consume him. The beginning of his talking is foolishness, and the end of it is evil insanity. Yet the fool multiplies words. No person knows what will happen, and who can tell him what will come after him? The labor of a fool makes him so weary that he does not even know how to go to a city. Go to your land, whose king is a boy, and whose princes feast in the morning. Blessed are you, land, whose king is of nobility, princes eat at the appropriate time, for strength and not for drunkenness. Through extreme laziness the rafters sag, and through idleness the houseless. People prepare a meal for enjoyment. Wine makes life joyful, and money is the answer to everything. Furthermore, bedroom, do not curse a king, and in your sleeping rooms, do not curse a rich person, for a bird of the sky.